A good night of Shabbos. We're standing here, Parshas Kisiso. As we always try to find a chizuk that we can take with us as the world struggles and continues to do so. What's perhaps something we can do that will help? You know, you look at the Hamish and newspapers, everyone has segulois, they're all precious. Well, daven for you, you know, today. Tonight is the yahrzeit of the Reb Meilech Malazhensk. Thousands of Yidden traveled across the world to go and daven tonight at a kever. It's incredible. But what about us people here? We're not going to Kfarim. We're sitting home. We're also looking for segulois. We're also looking for yeshuais. I want to share with you something very, very, very powerful that can rid us a segula from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The parsha begins with a very difficult concept to understand, how we count Yidden. And it tells us, do not count Yidden, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's not how we count Yidden. But the way we count Yidden is every Yid gives a half shekel, and we count the half shekels, and that's how we know how many Yidden are. Sounds very nice. It's a beautiful minhag. But then the pasuk says, "V'lo'yeh bochem negef." If you will do this, there will not be a magefa. There won't be a plague. But if you don't, you count them, there'll be a plague. I have to ask you. I understand you don't want to count people. A plague is a big deal. If you go through the Torah HaKadosha and look when plagues were around. Plagues were around when people did big averis. We have this week's parsha, the ego. There's room for a plague. You have a plague. We're going to have people dropping dead. Why? Because you didn't count the coins. Question number one. Question number two, if I may. Why only the half coin? What happens if a Yid wants to give a full coin? What's the significance of a half? And the Medrash tells us a mashal. There was a father before he died. Wanted to make sure his kids will stay strong and get along. And the father went. And he gave each child a stick, a twig. He gave each child 2 twigs, I think. And every kid was holding it. And he asked every kid to go and break 1 twig. And every single one went, snapped the twig in half, no problem. Went around the room. Then he asked everyone to give him their second twig. And he went, he collected all the twigs. And he went like this, tried to break the twigs. Obviously, it was 10 together, let's say. Didn't break. He went around. None of the brothers were able to break it. The Medrash tells us, because Baruch is teaching us that individually, we can all break very easily. But if we put us all together, we're unbreakable. Think about a phone book. If anyone remembers what that is, we grew up with phone books, right? Try to tear rip a phone book. It's not possible. But take every page individually, it rips. So what's the lesson over here? Something fascinating. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that if you don't count, there'll be a magefa, there'll be a plague. Unfortunately, many of us make mistakes. Many of us do something wrong. And we're chas v'shalom, open. We deserve something, chas v'shalom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're going to stay separate and stay as an individual, you'll just get what you deserve. You'll get whatever it is. There is a trick, tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a segula. Everybody give a chatzi shekel. You know why? So no one's an individual. Everyone is a half. Everyone is a part. And you know what you're going to accomplish? You're not going to be an individual anymore. You're going to be part of a stack of sticks. You're going to be part of a big, fat phone book that cannot be torn. That's what it means there won't be a Magefa. Not that we're going to get punished for not counting us. If you will become part of a tzibur, you will not be looked at as an individual. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at you individually. So Chas V'Shalom, even if Chas V'Shalom you're Roy, you deserve to have something. It won't happen. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're part of a tzibur. That's the significant, that answers the two questions. That's the Chatzi Shekel. Only half. And that's the Magefa. Not you'll get a Magefa. But if Chas V'Shalom Tzara is destined to come, Lo Yaleinu V'Lo Yaleichem, on a Yid, become part. I need to tell you a very interesting story. There was a Yid, very, very wealthy Yid, who unfortunately had Tzaras over his head. Mamish, whatever could go wrong went wrong. One day he went crying to an Adam Gadol. And he went to this Adam Gadol and he said, I don't understand, man, life, besides being wealthy, everything else that could go wrong in my life is going wrong. What do I do? And after a conversation, it turned out he was took himself very seriously. He lived in a separate part of town. He davened in shul in a very separate part. He very much treated himself like a rich man. And the Rav told him, you don't understand what you did. You separated yourself from the tzibur. Now you're being judged as an individual because you're standing alone. If you were sitting in the middle of Beis Medrash between all the other Jews and you're living between all of the Yid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who would just put you in the group that doesn't snap. You're pulling yourself aside. He says, Rebbe, what could I do? And he told him, start sharing your wealth. Mingle with the crowd and you'll become one with them and you'll see your tzaros will stop. That's exactly what happened. We don't realize how powerful a koyach of a tzibur is. Because Baruch was telling us if we're going to count shkalim, or we're going to count people individually, chas v'shalom will bring upon ourselves the greatest magefa. Everyone knows on Rosh Hashanah we read the story of the Isha Shunamis, who Elisha offers her anything in the world. And the woman was childless. And she said, what was her response when she was asked by Elisha, how could he repay her? Instead of saying, I want a child, she says four words, B'seich Ami Ani Yesheves. I don't want a bracha. It was Rosh Hashanah, Chazal tell us. And she goes, I don't want to be singled out today. Even singled out for a bracha she didn't want. She said, I don't want to be in the stack. I want to be part of this big, fat phone book that can't get ripped. And that's how I'm going to dwell on Rosh Hashanah. She doesn't want. This is what Chazal teach us. The Torah Kedoshah is telling us this lesson. It's so incredible. People have to realize when you make yourself an enemy, Chas V'Shalom, when you pull yourself away, it's mamish suicide. A person is opening themselves up to anything they might be responsible to get, Chas V'Shalom. That's the Chatzi Shekel on this parasha. Ha'oshir lo yarbeh. You can't give any more. Ba'adah lo yamet. And you know what you do? You'll be Sises Reish. You will lift everybody up because that's just how it goes. You lift everybody up because you're part of a unit. You're an individual, so you may be vulnerable. Ki Sises Reish. Lift everybody up. You know how you lift everybody up? Because you're worth more when you're wholesale. It's the opposite of how it usually is. Usually individuals are worth more. No. Individuals are worth nothing. A yid alone, of course, he's worth, but we look at him how much he's worth. When he becomes part of a tzibur, changes his entire picture. This is the chizuk you need to have. We're standing here in the Yemei HaPurim, and we know that Klal Yisrael was deserving of a punishment. Haman turns to Achashverosh and he says, Am mefuzar u'mefoirad. They are a splintered nation. They're split. And what happens? He promises Achashverosh that we're going to be successful. Achashverosh says, how do you know we're going to be successful? He says, I promise. Because they're a bunch of individuals. And Hashem will give them what they deserve. What changed that we had in Yeshua? What changed that we went from the matzav of that we deserve to all be killed during the Nesa Purim to Yeshua? Leich. What's the words of Esther to Mordechai? Lech kenois kol ha-Yehudim. Go ahead and gather all the Yidden together. Kenois, make them one. This is the trick, excuse the language of trick, but this is the trick that Esther HaMalka taught us. Even though you're not deserving, you're going to come together as a unit. It's going to work. And that's the Yisoid of Pashkisisa, which we learned this week. And then next week, as you start preparing for the month of Adar Beis, we start with Parsha Shkol, and we're going to learn Kisisa again. Kisisa is rich. What's the lesson? You're only a chatzi shekel. When this rich man went to his Rav, and he felt that he's a full shekel, and he was independent, he didn't need anybody else, the Rav told him, that's why your tzaras are happening. Make sure you're a chatzi shekel. Make sure you're a chatzi shekel to your spouse. Make sure you're a chatzi shekel to your friends. You're a chatzi shekel. And remember, you're only a half. Try to live a life as part of a tzibur, part of a community. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you as part of the community, and then we have the skula that many, many twigs will never snap and will never crack. And as we're in a situation where Klal Yisrael is vulnerable, and as man melchama, we're more vulnerable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. Let's become one unit, connect to a tzibur, and that's chus, without a doubt. We'll be zeicha this Purim, to be zeicha to be in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos.